I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
You know, Larry, when I was a kid and I would go outside to play, I would often have my mom or my dad say, don't let the skeeters get you. They would say that.
Skeeters?
Skeeters. They meant mosquitoes,
okay.
Which we called skeeters. Don't let the skeeters get you.
No, you don't want that.
You know, so, you know, you need to avoid mosquito bites. They're not good for
but
you.
But the concern at that time was just, well, they're just an irritant. It will itch.
Yeah.
It could, you know, that's the problem. But now, bigger problems.
Well, now it is a more serious thing because we've had all this rain, and you know what follows a lot of rain. The skeeters.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, the skeeters have a real...
So you're still calling them skeeters?
Yeah,
then,
I'm just for purposes
of... Because you're not in Odessa anymore.
I know, but...
Haven't been for like 3 decades.
But I'm going to call them skeeters.
Right,
the skeeters can bring the Zika virus, and the Zika virus is no laughing matter, despite the fact that I'm laughing. Joining us on the line is Dr. LaQuandra Nesbitt, who is the director of the D.C. Department of Health. This is serious business. The Zika virus is very dangerous. Is it dangerous to everybody, is my question, or is it just the women who are of childbearing years should be especially careful?
So what we know currently about the Zika virus is that the biggest risk is for, as you mentioned, women of childbearing age. And so most people who would be infected with the Zika virus would not even exhibit or have any symptoms. Mm. Only about 1 in 5 people have symptoms. But women who are pregnant have the risk of passing the virus on to their fetus. And so that's what makes this virus that is spread by mosquitoes of greater concern for us than other viruses that are spread by mosquitoes. But it's really important for people to know that not all mosquitoes have been known to be able to transmit the Zika virus. And the mosquitoes that are most common in our area don't typically carry the Zika virus. So we don't have a really high risk of having Zika be here in the District of Columbia because of our mosquito population, but it could be passed by sexual transmission.
Yeah, so you're saying that the actual mosquito threat itself here is not bad. The problem is if you have sexual relations with someone who has been exposed to it somewhere else.
Correct. So there's a couple of ways that the virus could be spread that we know currently. So a mosquito that has the virus could bite you and you could become infected, or it could be spread from a woman who's infected to her unborn child, or it could be spread through sexual transmission.
All right. Now, when you say women of childbearing years, but you're specifically talking about women who are, in fact, pregnant, right? If you are of childbearing years but not currently pregnant, you're not in danger.
Correct.
But let's just be clear on this because you're talking about how it spreads. But can you contract the Zika virus merely by being bitten by a mosquito that is carrying the virus? And what will happen to you? I mean, how dangerous is this virus?
Okay. So if you're bitten by a mosquito who carries the Zika virus, about 1 in 5 people will have symptoms. The most common symptoms that people have would be fever, a rash that's itchy, some joint pain, and redness of the eyes, which is something that we call conjunctivitis. And those symptoms tend to last for about a week or so. Those are the most typical symptoms. But again, that happens to about 1 in 5 people will have those symptoms. The vast majority of people won't have any symptoms at all.
Well, hold on. So I guess I'm sort of a little confused here. So let's say I go down south and I get bitten by a mosquito that carries the Zika virus.
And you are not a woman of childbearing years.
No, I'm not. But
nor
are you pregnant. How long do I carry the virus and how long would I be at risk to a sexual partner?
So the virus can typically stays in your blood. We know for about 1 week you have the illness, but we don't know how long.
Yeah, we don't know, do we? Yeah,
it may stay in other bodily fluids, and so we recommend that anyone who has symptoms, who has traveled to an affected area, who has symptoms, would protect themselves for sexual intercourse for up to 6 months. Now, what we also want to make sure people understand and is critically important is that there's been no what we call local transmission of the Zika virus in the continental U.S. So we don't consider travel to other parts of the United States to be affected areas where you would be at risk. So those affected areas are outside of the continental United States and some of the U.S. territories.
So when we see all of these stories about how Zika virus is growing in these states or that states, that's all directly pointing back to someone who has visited somewhere outside of the country and contracted.
Correct. All of the cases in the people who have had the Zika virus in the continental United States to date have been associated with travel.
However, here in Washington, we have a unique situation with all of the foreign dignitaries and all of the embassies and the delegations here. There are a lot of people who are traveling in foreign countries. And also, there's going to be plenty of people here in Washington who want to go down to Rio for the Olympics. Is Rio prepared? They've got a major outbreak for Zika down there. Is there a travel advisory yet?
Absolutely. So if you are pregnant, we advise that you don't travel to an affected country. It is not recommended at all. The risk to the fetus is too high, and we recommend that pregnant women do not travel to Zika-affected areas at all. If you are, in fact, pregnant and your partner travels to an affected area, we recommend that you avoid sexual contact with anyone who may have been infected with the Zika virus or use condoms consistently and correctly for the duration of your pregnancy. For people who do travel to Zika-affected areas, we want to make sure when they return to the U.S. that they are going to use mosquito repellent for at least 3 weeks when they return, and using that mosquito repellent consistently. We also want to make sure that we're still having people do the other things we tell them to do to protect themselves when they're out in the sun. So if you're using, your sunscreen, you want to put that on first and then apply your mosquito repellent on top of your sunscreen.
All right, so very quickly, just to make sure I understand, here locally, the mosquito does not exist, or it's just rare?
It's rare. It's extremely rare.
It can exist, but it generally doesn't, right?
Correct. So there's two types of mosquitoes that are known to have been demonstrated to carry the Zika virus that we are concerned about. They're called the Aedes aegypti and the Aedes albopictus mosquitoes. Mm. They have been found in this area, but they are not the most common mosquitoes in this area, and we don't routinely detect them in our mosquito surveillance program.
Okay. Of course, there's no way to know if you've been bitten by one of those, though.
What we do in the District of Columbia is we have a mosquito surveillance program, and we started conducting our mosquito surveillance April 4th, and we collect mosquitoes every week. And when we collect those mosquitoes, we actually determine the type of mosquitoes, and we determine whether or not those mosquitoes are actively carrying viruses that are at risk to humans.
And if you find that you have that mosquito, you'll send up the flare, right?
We'll notify the public, absolutely.
Okay, thanks a lot. Listen, this is good information.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Dr. LaQuandra Nesbitt.
You realize it. Go ahead, doctor.
Events tomorrow?
Say again?
We're hosting community events throughout the District of Columbia tomorrow.
Okay.
Where we'll be providing free educational information, and we'll be providing the public with free Zika virus prevention kits that will contain insect repellent, mosquito larvicide dunks, and condoms and other educational information about the Zika virus. And those will be hosted at our Department of Parks and Recreation Centers in each ward of the District of Columbia.
All right. Good. I'm
glad we got that in
there. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. LaQuandra Nesbitt, Director of D.C. Department of Health.